Chapter 2. It was an SAS flight departing at 11 o'clock from Copenhagen Airport, non-stop for Madrid. Several things happened before I got that far. The first reporter to phone was from Extra Blood. I got rid of him by saying he could come over in an hour with a photographer. He'd get an exclusive on the story. You learned a thing or two by living with a journalist. He mentioned a deadline, but seemed satisfied all the same. How had they gotten Charlotta's name already? So much for Mr. Jorgensen's promise. After that, I called Hela, one of Charlotta's colleagues at the radio station, one of Denmark's influential women. She was shocked, of course, but kept her head. I got the sleeping kids into some clothes, checked to see that the lights were turned off, the cups rinsed, the locks fastened. Little things. And carried the sleeping children out to Hela's warm, waiting car. Did you pack a suitcase for yourself and one for the kids? Yes, I did. We drove off just as the press showed up. They didn't see us. Hela's husband, Henrik, had coffee ready, and he had brought up a bed from the basement that we'd tucked the sleeping children into. They would have to be told in the morning. Stina probably wouldn't understand it, but Jakob already understood a great deal at 4 and a half. I called Charlotta's mother from the large, hospitable house in Gentofte. She was asleep. The woman from next door said with a slightly lilting Lolland accent. The doctor had been there. She was in good hands. Yes, it was terrible what had happened. Disgusting. The violence in the world today. I hung up. We talked about practical things. Did I have any money? Some. And euro checks on our joint account. My ticket. Hela would take care of that. She would get the radio station's travel agency to handle it, and then I wouldn't have to pay cash either. A practical woman. We drank whiskey, poured with a liberal hand. The children can stay here, of course, said Hela. No problem. They like us and we like them. And they get along well with our own kids.